BP is continuing to monitor the pressure buildup beneath its containment cap to make sure the Deepwater Horizon well is structurally sound. Associated Press correspondent Bill Fuller joins us live from New Orleans. Bill, a lot of concerns here that, some are trying to allay, but nonetheless are concerns. One is the seepage of oil from the wellhead itself. Another is the incredible levels of methane gas that are being detected in the Gulf itself. Let's talk about this methane here. What kind of concern is it, and could it be killing off some of the sea life?
Well, the gas and the oil has always been the major concern, Bruce and Mike, about what's going on in the Gulf of Mexico. And yes, there has been, sea life killed by this disaster in the Gulf. Last week reported that a huge oyster bed down in the lower Mississippi River area is pulling up dead oysters out of it. So yes, it has had an effect. Now, the amount of methane gas we'll probably not know. The amount of oil we probably will know a little bit better. It's somewhere between 94 million and 184 million gallons, which have gushed out of that well in the last 3 months.
Wow. Now, of course, they found some seepage yesterday that they've been worried about. For now, though, they're keeping the cap on. How tenuous is that?
That Allen said there in Washington late yesterday that as long as it's a very small amount, he's for keeping the cap on. You know, over the weekend, he became concerned about the seepage, and he was for opening up the valves and letting the oil gush back out. BP wanted to keep the valves closed. They've kind of met in the middle, and it's apparently on a 24-hour basis as they continue to watch it very closely.
Now, a Texas A&M oceanographer who's been out there for 10 days says he's found methane levels a million times in excess of what the normal levels would be in the Gulf. That's one problem, but a solution to that and the other problems could be what they're calling a static kill. What is that, Bill?
The static kill is when they go in and they pump the mud and cement into the well itself and kill it off. And that will be the step once the relief wells are in place. And that could happen as early as the end of next week. You know, it's just about the 1st of August. So hopefully when that relief well is in place, they can begin that process of killing off that wellhead on the Gulf.
Boy, everybody's got their fingers crossed. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Associated Press correspondent Bill Fuller in New Orleans.
Money News, every half hour at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Tucker Reichold's at the Washington Business Journal with our money news.